Begin the current daven, Seftas Menachas Dav Tal. Begin 9 lines down with the Tav of the Yamad. Where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our Mishnah, which opened up this perek, this Masechta, discussing the laws of all flower offerings that were done Shaloi Lishma. And that the Mishnah said, similar to like the halacha opening up the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, regarding that they're going to be Ksherim, they're valid, but just it's not going to fulfill the owner's obligation. And that said the Mishnah, Chutz Minchas Chayte, or Minchas Kenois, there's two exceptions regarding the flower offerings, regarding the sinner's flower offering, which is when they can't afford a more expensive carbon, or regarding the procedure that's done by the suspected adulterous woman, the Saita, when then there's a flower offering brought, those two menachas, if they're done Shalal Lishma, they're going to be puzzled totally invalid. So now the Gemara asks the source for this halacha. Bishlam and Minchas Chayte, we understand regarding the sinner's flower offering, Chatas Kariachman, the Torah in Vayikra calls it a Chatas. As the Pasuk says, Lo Yosma Lo Shemen, Vo Lo Yitna Lo Levayna. This flower offering is different than other flower offerings, where you don't put oil on it, you don't put frankincense on it. Ki Chatas Yibagem, because it's a sin offering, we don't want to beautify it. Now, therefore we learn, just like a carbon Chatas, as we learn in by Zvachim, by the animal Chatoyas, if it's done Shalal Lishma, it's going to be possible. So to over here, by the Mincha, which is called a Chatas, it's also going to be possible Shalal Lishma. However, how do you know regarding the jealous mincha, which is regarding this unfaithful relationship between the husband and the wife, that by the saita that they bring, that there, if it's done shalom lishma, it's going to be possible? Where do we know that from? Says the Gemara, because the Tani Tanika made Rav Nachman, because there was a teacher of Brises who taught a Brises, a mother of Nachman, as follows. The halach is minchas kenois, by the flower offering of the saita, maisara, which means to say, if let's say they had separated, designated a certain amount of money that they needed to buy the mincha of the saita, and the price of barley then went down, which the saita's mincha is made from barley. So now they have more money than they need than the barley that's necessary for the mincha, but all that money was already designated for the carbon, so it's already hektish. So halacha is that that excess money falls and is used for nedava. There were 13 boxes that were in the Beis HaMikdash where they would put in monies, which were extra hektish monies that are designated for karbanas. And when the Mizbeach was idle, no karbanas were being brought, then they would buy from those monies lambs, and they would bring up as a karban oila, which the meat was burnt on Mizbeach for Hashem, and the hides were given to the Kehanim, and those were, are known as Nidvas Tzibra. These are the donated karbanas of the public. Now, on that, Amalei, Rav Nachman said to teach the Brisa of this halacha, Shapa Karmat, you said very well. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Maskeris Oven Ksiv, but it says in the Pasuk regarding the Michas Knois that it should be a remembrance of the sin. Now, Ubachatz Ksiv, and regarding the sin offering, it says in Vayikra, V'aisen Nasan Lachem, and it was given to you, Lase Ses Avayna Eda, to carry the sin of the Jewish people. Now, you see by, and that's referring to Karmat Chatas over there by the Shmini Lameluim, that it refers to the chatas as an oven. So ma chatas meisar nedava, just like the karban chatas, its excesses are used for a donation for the karbanas of the mizbeach, as the Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Tmura, Chav Gimel Mabez, in the end of the parak of Vlad Chatas in Masechtas Tmura, that this was the exposition that Yehoyada Kohen had made in the pasuk that says, Kesef asher mekesef chatois lekahanim yu, the monies of the Ashams and the Karbanas Chatas will go to the Kehanim. What does that mean? It doesn't go to the Kehanim. It means something that comes from the excess of the Karban Chatas and the excess of Karban Asham, like in the case that we described where that's a leftover monies, then the meat is burned for Hashem and the hides go to the Kehanim. That's what it means. So, but one thing is that we see that Karban Chatas, its excess monies, go for Nedava. Av Mechaz Kanais, Meisar Nedava, so too from the Gzeir Shav of oven, where it says the word Maskeres oven, tells us that also its leftovers are going to be brought as Nedava. Now, says the Gemara, so therefore, if we have a Gzeir Shav between Chatas and Mechaz Kanais, so okay, Chatas. So then we also compare it for a different halacha like the Chatas. Ma Chatas, Pesul Shalal Lishma, just like we said before, Karma Chatas, if it's done Shalal Lishma, it's totally invalid. Av Mechaz Kanais, Pesul Shalal Lishma, that's the source for Mechaz Kanais. If it's done Shalal Lishma, it's going to be invalid. Now, and that has the Gemara El Miatu, but if that's the case, that we have a Gzeir Shav of oven, which teaches us that if you do Shalal Lishma, it's totally invalid, so then Asham Yehi Pasla Shalal Lishma, then the guilt offering should also be Pasla B'Zan Shalal Lishma, which is not. Lacha is, it's going to be kosher, it's just not fulfilling the owner's obligation, because the Gemara of an oven Mechatas, you could also learn the same Gzeir Shav of oven, because by Asham it says, V'lo Yada, he didn't know, but Asham and he was guilty, but Nasavain is going to carry his sin, you see it says the word oven. So why don't you learn the Gzeir Shav there too and say that it's also going to be possible Shalal Lishma? That says the Gemara, no. Danan oven me oven. We're learning Gezeirah Shava only to Michas Kenos where it says the word oven, and Bechat it says the word oven. But vein danan avoinoi me oven. We don't learn Asham, which says his sin, from the word oven, which just says sin. And that has to come on my nafkamin. What's the difference? V'hatanu de b'yishmal, but we have a braisa that was taught in the yeshiva b'yishmal that says regarding the halachas of a nega on the house, it says v'shava koyin, uvah koyin, the koyin comes back, the koyin comes, which the braisa taught, zuhi shiva, zuhi biya. Coming back is the same thing as coming, as the braisa teaches in Teres Koyinim. Just like when you come, the procedures are that you take it off and you scrape away that part and you take away, then you leave it for a week. So too, when you're coming back, it's the same halacha. What you see ultimately is that you can make Gzeirah Shavah even if the words are not even the same words, since they both mean the same thing. They're both about coming back into the house. So most definitely here, where just one's the word avoinoi, for sure you can learn from avoin. Voi, moreover, says the Gemara. Okay, even if you're going to say that maybe sometimes we would, but sometimes not, if there's something more similar. But legomar avoinoi, avoinoi me avoin shmeyas kol, but still, so even if it's not exactly the word avoin, so you can't learn, let's say, from chatas, you can still learn it from a different chatas, which is by Shmias HaKel, which when someone was told that he knows testimony and he denies it and he swears to that effect, and then he admits there's liability of a carbon that he has to bring, which is a carbon chadas, and it says over there by that pasuk, avoinai. So you could learn an example of Asher, which says avoinai, from a different chadas, which says avoinai. That's like the pasuk of Meikra, im lo yagad, if he doesn't tell, v'nasa avoinai, he's going to carry a sin. So, but if you're learning Gzeirah Shavah from Chatas, from Avain, and that's how you know Mechaz Kenai, so then Ashram could even learn Avain from a different type of Chatas, that should also tell us it's Pashal Shalai Lishma. So, rather says the Gemara, right, the Gemara falls off its earlier interpretation. Now, Ki Gamri Gzeirah Shavah, when did we learn Gzeirah Shavah like we brought this price before? The Mechaz Kenai from Chatas? Lemaisin the Dava Hu Degami. That was only taught in the context of the leftovers of the carbon that's brought from the Dava. And therefore, that's what you learn from the Gzeirah Shavah, but you're not learning anything about Shaloi Lishma. And therefore, you're right, we don't have a source for Mechaz Kenaz, but that would also be the question why by Asham it's not going to be possible, because we don't learn that out from the Gzeirah Shavah. And that is the Gemara, but Vechitem, and if you're going to say, well, in Gzeirah Shavah Lamechza, what do you mean? There's no halfway Gzeirah Shavah. If you learn that oven from Kenaz, from Chatas, so then it shouldn't just be for the meiser that the leftover money goes from the dove. It should be also to tell you that it's going to be pasul l'lishma. And then that takes us back to the question. Asham should also have that. And that says Gemara, no, because Goli Rachman Gabachatas, the Torah had to reveal to us specifically by the Kramachatas. It says in the pasuk, B'shachat Eisah l'chatas. You should slaughter it for a sin offering. What's it? Eisah, because to tell you that only it, by the chatas, is where we have the halacha l'shma, k'sheira shalo l'shma p'sula. If you do it for it for a chatas, which is where this pasuk is that teaches us that you have to do l'shma, that's only there where you say that if you do it for its appropriateness, then it's going to be valid, and shalo l'shma is going to be totally invalid. The inference is of a kol kol kachem, all other karbanas, bein l'shma, ben shalo l'shma k'shem, whether you do it l'shma or not l'shma, although it might not fulfill the owner's obligation, it's going to be kashem. So therefore, again, so Asham obviously cannot learn out. But then ask the Gemara, so then we're back to the original questions. Elimechis chayte, mechis kenayis, so then regarding the sin offerer's flower offering, and by the saita's flower offering, the psun shalad shema that our Mishnah tells us is going to be invalid if it's done shalad shema, menolam, where do we know this from? Since, like we said, you can't learn it out from chatas, and even more so, even the mechis chayte that we had assumed, oh, that was the obvious one, because the Torah calls it chatas, you can't learn out from chatas because we said by the animal sacrifice chatas, it says, I saw only it, excluding even the flower offering from the sin offering. So how do you know both those sources again, that if they're done shalosh shema, they're going to be possible? Says the Gemara, chatas time am I. What's the reason why by the carbon chatas, it's going to be possible of a shalosh shema? Meshum dechsiv ba, because it says by the chatas of the nasi, it says chatas, and the gear says, who? It is a chatas. Meaning to say, what's called b'habiyasi tehe, only if it's exactly as it's supposed to be, but not if it comes shalai lishma, then it's going to be possible. So says the Gemara, hanami haksiv bahu, who? By both the mechas chayte and the mechas kenais, it also says the terminology who, which tells us the same halacha, you don't have to learn from chatas, that word who is what tells us b'habiyasi, hey, if it's not exactly as it's supposed to be, it's going to be possible. And that is the Gemara, then asham nami haksiv behu. But Asham, again, we're asking a question from Asham, now from the context of who. It also says there the word who, which should also tell us if it's done shalosh shema, it's possible. Yet that's not the halacha the Mishnah says in Zvachim. It says it's going to be kosher, just not al ba'al m'shem chayva. Says Gemara, no, ha, who, that who, la'achar k'taris emur n'hu dechsev. is only said in Parashat Tzav after the sacrificing of the sacrificial parts on the which is burnt on the altar. It says, "V'hikter oisim akoyim mizbech eish l'Hashem." Kohen can burn the fats, those sacrificial parts of mizbeach. Asham, who it is the Asham. Now, so therefore, obviously the Asham is not going to be possible if it's done shalei lishma, because could you tell, like, learn the Braisa. The Braisa says, "Avol Asham lo nema by who." By Asham, it doesn't say who. Ella only lahacha hikter se murin after the sacrificial parts are burnt. Now, therefore, you can learn that, oh, it's only if it's exactly as it's supposed to be, then it's going to be asham, but not if its sacrificial parts were burnt shalei lishma, then it's not going to be kosher. Because hu atzmoy shalei hukdrei muruv kosher, even if one doesn't even burn the sacrificial parts at all, it's going to be valid. As the Gemara says in Masechta Nefesh and Testament Beis, if the murim get tameh or get lost, it doesn't hold back the atonement and the meat could be eaten. In contrast, by the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chatas, where it says the word hu by the shechita, which is an integral part of the Avodah, Zevach Pesach hu, and it says by the Sar of the Nasi, it says v'shachat oisai b'makom ha'sheishchatz oisai l'v'neshem chatas hu, it says the word hu by the integral parts of the Avodah. In contrast, by Asham, you can't say that the hu is teaching if you do shalei lishma as possible, because where is it saying by the Emurim, even if you do it at all, it's not going to be a problem. For sure, if you're going to do it shalei lishma, which is you're doing it just now with the right machshava, for sure that's not going to validate, and therefore that can't be a source to say that if it's done shalei lishma, it's totally possible, and that's why it's different than the hu that it says by Chatos, and that it says by Pesach, and that it says by Mechitz Kenayis, and by the Mechitz Chayte. Then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, that the Elohu, this that it says hu by Asham, then lamali, what do I need it for? It's seemingly the word who is telling you it has to be exactly as it is, but that's not what the halacha says by Asham. So it's the Gemara look at Rav Huna Marav. It's teaching us a different halacha. Where Rav Huna Marav says, Asham shenitik l'ri'iyah. Regarding Karman Asham that was removed to go out to graze in the pasture, where if let's say the owner already got an atonement with a different carbon, where by the Karman Chatas, the halacha would be that animal would have to die. Now, the halacha tells us, kol shebechatas mesa, wherever such a type of carbon by a chatas would die, by the halacha of Asham is that it goes out to graze. Then it develops a blemish, then it's sold, and the monies are used to have an adava for a carbon for the mizbeach. Now, and that's what Rav Huna Marav is telling us, that if it was already removed to go out to graze to the pasture, where it was given over to the shepherd, and then b'shachat o'istam, and then let's say it was slaughtered without any specific designation as a carbon, kasher l'shamayla, it's going to be valid as a carbon ayla, because the moment it goes out to graze, the assumption, the presumption is that it's going to be an ayla, and it's not considered an usham anymore, because it's being designated and earmarked for those boxes of nedava in the Beis HaMikdash, which are used for carbon ayla. So therefore, if it's now slaughtered, it's already going to have the halacha, although it's really supposed to be developed blemish and be sold and those money's proceeds. But if let's say it wasn't, it itself was slaughtered, it's going to be valid as a carbon ayla, because that's what it's earmarked for. Now that the inference is, nitik in, only if it was removed from the asham and it was like an action was telling us that it's not going to be an asham anymore. It's going out to graze to be used for an ayla. That's where if one slaughters its tam, it's going to be kosher as an ayla. But loy nitik, if let's say it wasn't removed, it wasn't yet given over to the shepherd, and it was slaughtered stam without any designation, then it's not going to be valid as a carbon oil, because it still has the title of asham on it. It has to be first removed and then be explicitly slaughtered for the designation of an oila. But as long as the title of asham wasn't removed from it, like either explicitly saying it's an oila or by putting out to graze in the pasture, it's not going to be valid. That's because Amakrahu, the Pasuk says, by Asham Hu, which tells us by Vayasa Yehei, it should be exactly what it is, and that is, if not, it's going to be possible because it's still considered an Asham, and it's not fit to be slaughtered as an Asham. And that's why it's going to be possible if it's slaughtered because it's not valid as an Asham, and it's not yet saying that it's being an Oila. That's what Hu teaches by Asham. But again, it's not the same who as it says by the other ones, because it doesn't say by one of the primary avodas. It only says la'acha haktaras emurim. Now, continuing on this topic of our Mishnah regarding those menaches that are going to be possible if they're done shalei lishma, unlike all the others, Amar Rav, he says milchas ha'omer, which is brought on the 16th of Nisan, which is what permits the new grain to be eaten, which is a barley flour offering. Shekametzah shalei lishma, if the fistful, which is taken and burnt on Mizbeach, was done not for its namesake, but let's say someone's saying he's doing it for some other carbon. Psula, it's going to become invalid from even being sacrificed at Kemitzah, and the leftovers are not going to be eaten, which means totally, totally possible. Why? So he says, because Hoy Levas Lahatr, the whole purpose of the Mechaz HaOmer is to permit the new grain to be eaten. V'loyitir, and it's not permitting it because it's not fulfilling its designation because it's not being brought as a mechaz elimer, and therefore we consider it totally unrelated to what it's supposed to be, and therefore it's totally invalid. And says Rav, you say the same thing by the ashram that a nazar brings, which is a nazar when he becomes tame, he brings a carbon ashram to prepare himself to then continue to begin again his pure naziris, which a nazar has to be tar, like the pasuk says. He brings the keves ben shnasal ashram, and then vayomer shem yiplu, the days that he had counted up until now fall away, and he has to start all over again. And so too, as Gemara continues on Mitzvahs, Vasham Mitzayra. The Mitzayra, when he's coming to prepare himself that he could come back into the Machna, because he has to be out of all the three camps, he brings the Karban Asham, which later on the Gemara is going to ask, what's the difference from other Ashamas, which also come for a certain purpose, that of atonement, and when you do it Shalal Shema, it's not atoning, so why don't you say, okay, if it's not fulfilling its goal, its obligation, its purpose, so therefore, you don't say over there it's totally possible because it's kosher, it's just not fulfilling the owner's obligation. Why over here by Hechsher do we say that it's supposed to prepare the person for something, or it's supposed to permit something, and it's not doing it? Well, then it's totally possible. But be that as it may, that's what Rav's saying, that these three types of cases, Shashachaton, Shalal Shman, if they're slaughtered not for his namesake, Sabsun is going to be invalid. Hailu Bola Hechsher, since the Asham Naza and the Asham Mitzayr, they're coming to prepare himself for something, either to be able to start over his Naziris or to come back to the Machna, but like Shirin, it's not preparing him, so it's useless. It didn't do anything, and therefore it's totally possible. And this the Gemara asks Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah that said, Kala Manachas, the Masechta opened up all the flower offerings to Nikmitsu Shalal Shman Kisheris. Like we said, if the fistful was done not for its namesake, which is the first avoided by the Mincha, it's still going to be Kisheris, it's still going to be valid. Ela Shalal Balam Shem Chayva, but it's not going to fulfill the owner's obligation. And said the Mishnah, like we quoted before, Chotzim Mechas Chayte, U Mechas Kenais, except for the sin offerer's flower offering and that of the Saita. We're there, if it's done Shalal Shman, it's totally possible. And that is the Gemara v'misa, but if we hold it for this halacha of Rav, then listening now, mechutz b'mechaz oimer, should have said a third exception, except for the oimer offering, which is also going to be possible in Shalal Shema. That says the Gemara, three differences. No. Kiktani, when did we say in the Mishnah the exception that's going to be totally possible? Ba yachet, something that an individual brings. But Tzibur Leketani, something that the whole Jewish people bring, which is the Mincha's oimer, the whole Jewish people bring it, that wasn't mentioned. Another difference is Kitani, when did we learn in the Mishnah, was only Bob Beglal Atzma, a carbon, a mincha that comes by itself. But Bob Beglal Zevach, a mincha that's coming together with a carbon, because the mincha Eimer comes with a keves, with a lamb, like the Pasuk says in Mikach of Gimel, Vasisim B'yim HaNichim Esal Eimer, where it says over there that you bring it together with a carbon, so Lekitani, those types of minachas we weren't talking about. And third of all, Kitani, when did we say in our Mishnah, was Hanach Shein Kavul HaNzman, only those which don't have a designated time. Hadik Vulazman, but the Mechaz Eimer has a specific designated time, which is brought on the 6th of Nisan, like a time that was mentioned. You're right. The halacha is that it is going to be possible. But those are not the cases that our Mishnah was talking about for three different reasons. Now, the Gemara goes back. Ma'ar Rav had said that not only by the Mechaz Eimer, but V'chein HaTo'eimer Ba'asham Nasa V'asham Atzar. So too you find his principle, in our Masech talking about Menachas, so the Gemara only asked for Menachas, but the same thing you would say by the Ashram that the Nazar brings and the Ashram that the Netzaira brings, Shashachtan Shalalishman Psun, if there's Lord Shalalishman, unlike all other Karbanas except for the Chatas and Pesach, if you do Shalalishman, it's going to be possible. Why? Hayalabola Hakshab Lekshir, since it was brought to prepare a person for coming into the Machna or starting over with Naziris, and it didn't accomplish that, so it's totally possible, it's totally invalid. And that is the Gemara Tanan, similar question from the first Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, which parallels our Masechta. The Mishnah there says, "Kol zvachim sheshachtan shalal shman k'sherim." All kabanas that are slaughtered not for its namesake are going to be valid, which means one can still sacrifice it, the kam can still eat the meat. Elish le'olam shem chayv, it's just not going to fulfill the owner's obligation. Chutz mi pesach v'chata, except for the pesach, karm pesach, and the sin offering. Now ve'emisa, but if it's true, like Rav Hasalacha, listening nami, it should have said two more exceptions. Chutz mi hashem nazav hashem mitzayra, the bo'la hachshav l'kshira, they came to prepare and they didn't prepare, so it's totally possible. Why doesn't it mention those examples? Says the Gemara, no, even the Ika Asham Gezeles Vashame Ila, since there are other Karbonis Asham, specifically when someone had stolen or someone misappropriated from Hektish, the Lechapara also, which those Ashamis are not coming to prepare, they're coming to atone, and there the Halacha is that actually it's not Shalal Shema, it is Kasher, it's just not fulfilling the owner's obligation. So Lo Pesikale wasn't clear cut to say the example of Asham, because one might come to confuse and say, which Asham, yeah, which Asham, not. So therefore, they didn't say that exception, but the truth is, really, Asham Nasa and Asham Atzara are also going to be totally puzzled. But now the Gemara asks, as we alluded to earlier, What is the difference that Rav's mentioning? The Nazar is Ashram and the Mitzrayim is Ashram. The Bo'o L'Hakshab L'Ikshiru, where they're coming to prepare the person to be able to do something. But they don't prepare, so therefore says Rav, okay, so it's like it's not viable at all, totally puzzle. B'hani Nami, what do you mean? The Asham Gizelus and Asham Me'ilas are also Bo'o L'Kapar, those that came for a certain utility to atone, V'lo'i Kippur, they didn't atone. So why don't you say they're also it's going to be totally puzzle? Why do you say it's kosher? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, Metzina Shechilik HaKasa, we find the Pasuk differentiates Bein Mechaprim or Bein Mechshirim, regarding Karbanis that are atoning and regarding those that are preparing. And we find that by Mechshirim, the Torah is more stringent, and therefore we could say that that's the same thing in our halach of Shalei Lishma, that's going to be totally possible. How so? Because Mechaprim, Ispu Da'asa Lachamis, we find the leniency by Karbanis that atone, that they could be brought even after the owner's death. Yet machshir and less budas lachamisa, but those that prepare someone for something, we find that they don't come after death. So again, we find that it's more stringent. It's not like Mishnah Masechtas Kinim. Mishnah says a isha shevi chatasa umesa, woman that was a yuledis had given birth. She has to bring certain karbanas. So she brought her karban chatas and she died. So yeviu yershna ilasa. So her oila that she didn't get a chance to bring, her inheritors they go and sacrifice that karban oila. But let's say Eilos Omesa. Let's say she brought a carbon oil and then she died. Lo yivu yershin chatas. So her inheritors do not bring the carbon chatas, because this is one of the five carbonus chatas that those animals have to die, which is chatas shemesa balau, the chatas where the owner of the chatas had died before they sacrificed it. Now, this mission is talking about the chatas, as we said, but Yeled is a woman who gave birth. That chatas is a machshir. It prepares her to be able to partake of kachim. As the Gemara says, increases the chavav min alav, that it prepares her to be able to eat kachim. Now, from the fact that her chatas is what prepares her, is her machshir, must be the oila that she brings is actually what atones for her. As the pasuk says, mukiyud beis by the yeledis, says one of them is a chatas, one of them is an oila. And if we're saying that the chatas is what machshir her, the oila is the machaper. So we see from this Mishnah that what are they allowed to bring after she dies? What atones for her? The oila. But the machshir and the chatas, they cannot sacrifice. So says the Gemara, so they, we could say the same thing over here, that those that are atoning when they're done Shalei Lishman, although they're not going to fulfill the oil's obligation, they will be kosher to sacrifice. But the machshirim, which are more severe, are going to be totally possible. So therefore, that's the answer why, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, is a difference between those that are bo'o l'hachshir v'lichshir and those that are bo'o l'chapa v'lichkipur. But on that, ask the Gemara, mask, what do you mean? Machshir and nami. Even those things that prepare, mi les budas lachamisa, don't you think that there are even those that prepare that could be brought after death, which would reject this answer that Rabbi Yirmiyah had given? Because what's not, we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah, it says, hamafresh mo'is l'nezirusa. If someone designates, earmarks money for his nezirus, he has to bring certain karbonas, so he already sets aside that money. So on that says the Mishnah, so loy nanin, rabbinically one is not permitted to have benefit from those monies because they're from the karbanas that the Nazar brings are karbanas oila, which already in its monetary state already has a prohibition of me'ila. But v'loy moilin, but biblically there is no halacha of misappropriation, and they should ru'uy and love it kul and shlam, because technically he could go ahead and take all these monies that he had earmarked from his karbanas and use it all just to buy the karban shlam, because he didn't yet designate which is monies are for chatas, which are for shlamim, and he technically could use it all for shlamim and use other monies for the oila and the chatos. And if it's shlamim, shlamim doesn't have me'ila because they're not considered kachi Hashem, rather they're considered the money of the owner. It's only the sacrificial parts. After the blood is thrown, as the first parak of Masechtas Me'ilah says, only then does a part of shlamim have. But up until then, there's no me'ila. But rabbinically, since he had designated, so we could say that it's an oila, so therefore it's rabbinically prohibited. Continues the Mishnah, let's say mace. Let's say this Nazar passed away and he had unspecified monies that he didn't designate. He didn't say if it's for his chatois or for his oila. So the lach is yiplu l'nadava. So all that those monies are put into those 13 boxes, which is this actually halacha l'maishim esina regarding a Nazar, even though technically in these monies are chatos and shlamim, which are not what the nedavis tzibur are, which is only an oila. Still, the halacha mishnah esina tells us that the unspecified monies of the nazir are all used for nedavah the tzibur brought as a carbon oila. Now, but let's say mufurashim. Let's say he had already set aside which monies are the chatas, which are the shlam, which is the oila, and then he passes away. So says the Mishnah, Dmei Chatas Yelech Liyam HaMelech. So the monies that were earmarked for Karma Chatas, they have to be thrown into the Dead Sea, which is essentially the same thing as Halacha, when you have a Chatas that the owner passed away, where it has to just die. Here also is the same element regarding money, that you have to throw it away to the Dead Sea. Now the Halacha is Loi Nenen, rabbinically not have benefit from those monies, but Veloi Moilin, but there's not going to be any biblical Halacha misappropriation, as the Gemara says in the first Sugi Mesechus Me'il Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, that regarding these Chatoyas HaMeses, that they have to die, and these monies that are thrown to the Yam HaMelech, there's no Me'ilah, because essentially these monies or animals are going out to die, to waste, and therefore they're not considered anymore Kachay Gevaya, the Kachem of Hashem, because they're just going to go ahead and die over here, and therefore there's no halacha of me'ila. But rabbinically, one's not allowed to benefit from it. That's regarding the monies that were designated for chatas. To make oila, the money that was designated for karmen oila, yave behen oila or meila behen. So, good. An oila could be brought even after he dies. So bring an oila with it, and of course it will still have the halacha of me'ila on those monies. Now regarding the monies of Ashim, it doesn't mention, because that's not brought by a Tahar Nazir. That's only brought when a Nazir becomes Tamei and prepares him to restart his Naziris and Tahara. That's when the Nazir brings an Ashim. But we're talking about in the Mishnah, we get regular Nazir Tahar who finished his Naziris. He died before being able to bring a carbon. Dimei Shlamim, and the monies that were earmarked for his Shlamim, Yavi ben Shlamim, so with those monies they should bring a carbon Shlamim. The Nachon Liyamechad will be eaten for the meat of that carbon for one day, like the stringencies of the Shalmi Nazar, which is the Shlam that the Nazar brings, as the Gemara said in Ezim HaKoyim and Zvachim Nef Nundal Medalev. And, however, the Intun and Lechem, although generally Shalmi, the Shlam require breads, these Shlam do not require breads, because the Halacha says, V'nasna kapei anaz, you have to put the breads on the hands of the Nazar, and you don't have the Rebbe here because he's already dead, so you don't bring the breads with it. Now, on that says the Gemara, V'ha oyla b'shlam, the Nazar, regarding two of these types. We spoke about chatas, oil, and shlam of the Nazar's monies. The oil and the shlam of the Nazar, the machshim ninu. These are the things that prepare him for his post-Naziris situation, to allow him to partake of wine and all these things. And yet v'ka'asulacha misa, and yet they are brought after misa, that refutes the proposition that Rabbi Yirmiyahu had said, that, oh, you want to know why there's a difference between those of l'shalei l'shma, of machaprin, of machshirin? Oh, because we find machshirin are more stringent. Why? Machshirin are not per lacha misa. Not per lacha misa. Here's a Mishnah, Mesechtes Me'ilah, that shows machshirin, which are those by the Nazar of the Shlam and the Oila, and you find that they are per lacha misa. So that Amar Papa, he qualifies, says, the Hochikam Rabbi Yirmiyahu. This is what Rabbi Yirmiyahu was saying. Lemitzino heksher kavua. We don't find a permanent, established heksher, a papirer, that there's nothing else that prepares the owners for what it needs but it. The bolacha misa that should come after death. That we don't find. Because the nazar heksher sheni kavuhu. The case that you're asking from the nazar, although it's a heksher, it's what prepares him to partake of his post-Naziris permissibility, but those are not permanent. Why? As we continue to talk on Davheim and Aleph, because the Amar Mara, the Mishnah said in Masechtas Nazar, gilech al echad mishlosh ten yatzav, if the nazar shaves his hair, which he's not allowed to do during the Naziris, which is one of the things he gets prepared for when he brings karbanas, if he does it based on any one of the three karbanas, even on the karban chatas, he has fulfilled his obligation. Because the pasuk says, v'achar yishta nazar yayin, after that, the nazar could be able to drink wine, and he could cut his hair, which the Gemara says in Masechtas Nazar, that even after one individual action, because it's in the singular, any one of the three kabbanas will permit him. So therefore, it's not designated which one. It's not specifically the oilo or the shlam. It's technically even the chatas that will prepare him. And therefore, although it is a machshir, since it's not a machshir kavua, that it's only it that will prepare, it could be any one of the other kabbanas. So therefore, it's something that can be brought lachamisa, but generally a machshir kavua is something that cannot be brought lachamisa. And again, therefore, it has the stringency of if it's done shalosh shmas, it's going to be possible, in contrast to the machaprim, which could be lachamisa, and therefore they're not going to be possible if it's done shalosh shmas. However, the Gemara asks Meisebe from a Braisa on Rav. The Braisa says clearly the case that Rav's talking about, Asham Mitzayra, which is one of the three cases Rav spoke about, Shenishchat shalosh shmas, which is the case that he said if it's slaughtered shalosh shmas, oh, you're a different case. Let's say this Asham Mitzayra, their blood is supposed to be placed on the big thumb and the ear, the toe of the mitzayra. Let's say the blood was not placed on his, part of the procedure was missing. Says the Braisa, Hareza Eidl Gamizbech. It goes up onto the altar, it is sacrificed, and V'tar Nesachem, it requires the libations like any Asham Mitzayra, as the Gemara says later on, of Tzadim and Beis. But V'tzarach Asham Achar Lahakshir, but you need a different Asham to prepare the mitzayra to be able to come into the Kehillah, to come into the machanis, because it didn't fulfill the obligation. But one thing says the Gemara is Tiyufta Rav, it's refutes Rav because he had quoted in one of his three halachas that a Shamat Sarah that was Nishchat Shalal Lishmat is going to be possible since it's coming to prepare him and it's not preparing him, it's not allowing him to go ahead and come into the Machne. And yet here we see clearly in the Braisa, not like Rav, where it says that even though it's done Shalal Lishma, it is going to be Oleg HaMizbech, it's going to be brought as a regular carbon, it's just not going to fulfill his obligation, and therefore that refutes Rav's teaching that if it's Bo'al HaHakshav, Bo'al HaHikshav, that is totally possible.